Well, again, I want to welcome you to the class. What I'm actually doing right now is I'm taking my phone and hitting the record button, and I'm sticking it in my pocket. And what that means is I'm recording our session. All right? That's helpful for me because it helps me to remember that what I said, if I need to look back on it. It'll also be helpful for you if you miss class. Then you'll know that the class session, at least in the audio, was recorded. And then also all of the PowerPoint will be up on my website, which I'll talk about in a minute. So if you miss class, you can actually catch up. You can hear exactly what has been said. All right? I started doing this a year or two ago, and students have found it to be very, very helpful because that way they can, in the sickness of their bed, they can still hear my comforting voice, and they can take their little iPad and see what we actually have looked at in class. So I'll try to make that a practice as we go on through, and then I'll put the audio up on my website. I hope you had a little chance to get to know some of the others during the time of just discussing there. Let me tell you a little bit about me. Here is the most important person in the world in white here in the front. This is my wife, Susan. And like me, she's also a teacher, but she teaches precept Bible study to women. Some of you have had an opportunity to meet her already. Recently, she taught Daniel. She's taught the book of Hebrews, through the book of Hebrews, at least two times, maybe three times, which is more than me. I've only preached through Hebrews once, you know. And this is in our apartment, we live right over here in block 2. So while you have lunch down below, we're having lunch up above, you know, just looking down on you, two levels above you. Over the years, we have been privileged of the Lord to be involved in starting up some other ministries in addition to our teaching here at SBC. One of them is International Community School, which we were involved with a group of about five parents to put together that school back in from 1991 to 93. It started in 93, and by God's grace, it has been blessed of the Lord and has a ministry of around the world, really, by touching the lives of 480 students here in Singapore. Kindergarten up to age 18, you know, through high school, basically. All of our overseas faculty here at the Bible College, all their kids go to school at ICS pretty much. And even a couple of the faculty wives are teachers there now. So that's been a wonderful privilege of the Lord to be involved in doing that. It dawned on me this morning that as I was preparing for class, that you guys are the 30th batch that I have the privilege of teaching here. You talk about a privileged professor. I am so privileged. You're clapping with it. I was getting some coffee and I met Dr. Violet James, who's been here, 10 or 15 years longer than me. And I said, oh, Violet, I'm never going to catch up to you. She said, no, you'll catch up someday. You know? But she's still here serving as our chaplain. And she's been my friend for 28 years now that we've served here in Singapore. In those early years, our boys looked like this. We had three sons. We brought a four-year-old and a one-year-old when we came here to the college. And then our youngest, John, was born here the next year back in 92. They look like this now, and they're great guys, great sons. Just love those guys so much. The two older ones are married and living in Seattle area of the U.S. And our oldest one, Kurt, and his wife, they run an HR consulting business. Our second son, Stephen, and his wife, Katie, even though they're second, they were the first to provide a grandchild for us. So we just came back from the States a few weeks ago, hugging on, loving on our little grandson. My son Stephen, he's a pilot with United Airlines. He flies an A320. And this was his first time to be separate from little Jesse. So he's I think that shirt says, I'm a little chill. I'm a little chill. Or maybe it's, I'm a little chill. And I think Jesse's kind of going, Dad, where are you going? How come you're wearing that strange uniform, you know? But anyway, so he's just 2 months and, what's today, 16? 2 months and 2 days old. Just a fun little guy. And then our youngest son, John, is a graphic artist in Redlands, California, in Southern California. So he's the one that kind of lives off the track there. And we just came back from the States, having a few weeks there, you know, having some time with our family, as well as 4 of our 9 churches. We have 9 churches that support us on a monthly basis, generally, through our mission agency called World Venture. That enables me to teach here at the college for free. So I don't get a salary from SBC, which we basically get that the money that we need to live here from our supporters, about 30 families, and then these churches. And it's good job security. You know, if you don't get paid, they're afraid to kick you out, you know, because then they have to pay someone else to replace you. You know what I mean? So that's one of the reasons we've been here these 28 years. We also have been involved in the last 12 years helping start a church called Crossroads International Church, which has, as the name implies, people from about 30, well, we generally have about 37 people. We had 36 people at church a couple days ago from 10 or 11 nations. It gives me the opportunity to preach all the way through the Bible. And I'm actually preaching a series right now that I'm calling the Bible Book by Book. And I'm going one sermon for each book of the Bible right now. So last Sunday it was 1 Timothy. This Sunday is going to be 1 Peter. I preached all the way through the Old Testament, which is something I've never actually heard done before. And it's been quite a challenge. It's one thing to do it in class. It's another thing to actually preach through a whole book of Scripture. But I want to. Here's one of my life goals. I want to stand before the Lord Jesus and tell him, Jesus, I told him something about every book you had there. That's one of my life goals. And so all that's up on our church website. If you go to, you can Google Crossroads International Church. We also have had the privilege of having many students at our church over the years, probably 30 students over the last 12 years that have served with us at church and also been in class here at SBC. They've been worship leaders, youth directors, children's teachers, preachers, et cetera, et cetera. So that's been really fun. Those all have graduated. I also direct our doctoral program here at the college, our Doctor of Ministry program. If you say it fast, it's Demon program, the Demon program. So I'm the one that controls all the demons at SBC. That involves bringing professors in from the outside. This is Dr. Alan McMahon from Biola University in California. So 4 times a year, we bring professors in. And I love this class. This was 7 students from 7 different countries. It's a very, very diverse program. So real privilege to direct that as well. So that's a little bit about me. I'll share a little bit more, probably more than you want to know, you know, as the course goes on. Speaking of the course, what is this course all about? You'll see if you have the notes there, either digitally or in a printed form, you'll see we have the basic overview of the course here. This is actually not the course description, but these are the objectives that we'll have as we go through the course. You guys, you all do have in front of you what you wanted, right? I mean, those of you that wanted to, that are visual learners, you have this in front of you on your computer. You know where to get it from our emails. If you go to Bible study downloads, then you can see that. It is a bit confusing in the course to start off with. Da, 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 da. I'm trying to see how to actually maneuver this. So I can find my cursor. By the way, do any of you know why this is called a cursor? My guess is it's probably pretty evident why it's called a cursor. You know, because so many people have cursed at it. This is this website, Bible Study Downloads. And if you click on the downloads link, which I'm cursing at my little cursor right now, there we go. Then it'll bring you to all the various courses that are available on the website. I see their internet's very, very slow right now. But in any case, I think what I'll do is I'll... Yeah, is everybody at the same website? That's why it's so slow. All right. But anyway, if you all know how to do that already, I'll just go ahead and skip that.
Can you just show us which file you're looking at now?
The file I'm looking at right now is called Syllabus. If I do a direct link to it, so I've got all my files here. I think we're going to start cursing at the cursor because it's just not working right now. So I won't worry about that. All right. So if you go to Bible Study Downloads, Old Testament Survey, you'll see at the top among the PowerPoint, the one that says Syllabus, I think it says -126. That means there's 126 slides in that presentation. All right. And you should be able to get to this one, which is slide 24. Right. Sometimes I'll tell you what slide it is so that you'll know right in front of you. We're going to look at backgrounds a little bit. All right? We're not going to have a lot of time to deal with backgrounds to the Old Testament, but in terms of what's outside the Old Testament. But we will look at who the author was of each Old Testament book, the date, when I think these books were written. We'll look at the origin. Where was the book written from? Like, was it written in Israel? Was it written in Babylon, etc.? Who it was written to? Is it written to the southern nation of Judah? Is it written to the northern nation of Israel? These kinds of basics we'll cover in the course. The occasion, what was happening at that time that the book was written? What would be some of the key characteristics of the book? What's unique, let's say, about the book of Isaiah that you cannot say about any other book of Scripture? Those are the kinds of just general ideas I want you to have about the Old Testament. In terms of getting into all the details, you'll have to do that in one of your other classes, because you will live with a constant sense of frustration if you're expecting me to say everything about these various books. We're going to have to keep, though, the big... Like I have on point here, the general content of the OT books, including a key word for each book. I think that will be helpful. I found that helpful over the years. I just give the class one word for the book, like for Genesis. Just remember the word election. Genesis is about election. It's about how God chooses so many things, especially Israel, Abraham, etc. And that's what I mean by the argument of the book on point A. What is each book of the Old Testament arguing? What is the author trying to do? What's the big picture goal of each? We'll look at the relevance point down to point C here of each OT book to Asian culture and world mission. I hope you'll find that as we go through the Old Testament that these books are far more relevant and applicable than you ever dreamed. That's definitely one of my goals. My wife and I were reading in Isaiah this morning, just amazed. I literally am amazed each day. Susan and I read the scripture together, about three or four chapters maybe, of the Bible every day. And we just look at each other like, really? I see that happening so much today, you know? We find it so relevant. I hope you'll find the same thing as well. We'll look at a general biblical theology of the Old Testament, meaning what does the Bible tell us about God? What does it tell us about man, the kingdom, etc.? Especially in the different portions of it, the Pentateuch as opposed to the historical books, etc. Backgrounds on foreign countries that affected Israel. We'll do this a little bit. I have another course that gets a lot more detailed, has a lot more detail in this, called Old Testament Foundations, that I teach on Thursdays. There's not an overlap between students. There's half of my students are here, half of them are over there. There's where we do a lot, but all that's up on my website too if you want to find out more about Egyptians or Babylonians or whatever. Got a lot on that. And then we'll look at a general chronology of the Old Testament with some key dates. I'm probably only going to have you memorize maybe five key dates or so, because this class is not to get into all the details, but there are definitely key dates. Most people see the Bible, they realize God is there and there somewhere, actually quite a bit, and they realize that the Lord says a lot about the nations, but they don't really kind of figure out how do nations relate to patriarchs. And it's kind of just sort of all like a bunch of bubbles up in our heads, you know. Israel, the tribes, the priests. We have this sort of jumbled biblical knowledge in our heads, mostly because the way we teach the Bible in our churches is not chronologically. And we don't typically give a survey of Scripture in our churches. I'm trying to help change that. And I want your help in doing that, so that people will see that the Bible is very, very cohesive, a whole lot more than most of us have ever realized. So instead of seeing it like that, I would like you to see the Bible as God being the central focus of Scripture. And God was working with all the nations you see in the first 11 chapters of Scripture, Genesis 1 to 11. But then the Lord sought to reveal himself through the patriarchs who gave us the tribes that brought us the whole nation of Israel that was led by priests and then later by judges and kings and prophets. That's essentially what you've got in terms of leadership right there that bring us to the Savior. And then many of you will be with me also in New Testament survey next semester, where we'll focus more on apostles and the church and come full circle all the way back to God. So essentially, just to let you know how privileged I am, I get to bring students from creation to new creation. I'm the only professor here at the college that is privileged to teach every book of the Bible. So if I'm the happiest person that you know here, then there's a reason why. Because I get to teach over and over and over. This is my 36th time to teach through the Bible, starting in this week. How fun that is. I don't know how many times the Lord allowed me to go through and teach through the Bible and read through the Bible before I die, but I hope it's a lot more than that. And we'll go from beginning to end. So we'll start in Genesis next week after we do introductory things today, and then we'll end in Revelation at the end of April. And my prayer is that you'll love the Lord more because you love his word more, because those two go so much together. And they do in human relationships, don't they? You don't say, "Oh, I love my wife, but I just don't love it when she—I don't love it when she talks." You know, no. Loving the woman means loving her words too. You know, wanting to communicate with her, right? And it goes the same way for her wives, the husbands as well. What people say is a representation of who they are. And so you can't just say, "Oh, well, I love God. I just don't love his word. I don't love what he has to say." The two go together, and I think we'll all grow in that. The way we'll do that is we will go through two volumes in this course and then two volumes in the next course. So there's actually four volumes of notes for the whole series, and they're all about 500-600 pages long. It's about 2,200 pages. Now, we are not going to cover every page, all right? That's to relieve stress for you, you know, because we can't possibly cover that much. So what I do, though, is each year I'm adding more to it, which means I teach less and less content of my notes as I develop the notes over the years. But I will give you some handles on what you actually need to know for your... We won't have quizzes in this course, but we'll have quizzes next course. I do have to give you grades, unfortunately. And so the last couple pages of this will give you a midterm exam study questions, and then the next volume, the last page or two, will show you the final exam study questions to help you kind of zero in on what you really need to know for the exam. So today, we're just beginning volume one, and in a few weeks, once we start in on Job, we will, August 20th, by that time, I'll print volume two. I'm going to assume that if you wanted volume one, then you want volume two. Is that a good assumption? There's 27 of you that want the printed version of the notes. If that's not the case, if you get the first one and you say, boy, I'd rather go digital, just let me know, okay? The main course for our day students, I teach sometimes in the evening as well, is Encountering the Old Testament. It's a good book by Arnold and Beyer, and I hope you have it. Does any of you have my copy? I was looking at up on my shelf this morning. Where is that? I think I loaned that to someone. You know? I don't even have the copy to show you, but anyway. It is on reserve in the library, right? Any of you check on that? I didn't go to the library to check. Should be on the course reserve for the library if you need it to read it there, okay? The grading for the course is quite simple. I don't think we have any BCM students. Probably need to take that off because we don't have any bachelor's students anymore, the Bachelor of Church Music. Do we have, are you about BCM? Okay, then you get relieved from the project, all right? Because we're trying to make a distinction between bachelor's and master's level. And that's one way to do it, to not have bachelor's students do the project. So that means for the great majority of us, we'll have four different types of ways to determine your grade. I don't believe we should put final exam, 50% of your grade, that kind of thing on final exam. It's too much pressure, you know? And so what we'll do is we'll have an average of the four grades. If you do the internet biblical seminary study, you go all the way through that, your project then will be the life notebook, and I'll give you one grade that would kind of be doubled up for both of those. I'll give you 25% of your grade for the midterm and 25% for the final. So the average of those four grades will give you your course grade. And your grades will be put up on Moodle, and so that way you'll be able to see exactly what it is. All right? I'm trying to encourage more and more internet learning. I'm glad to see that 31 of 49 of you want to study via IBS. I think maybe one or two others are going to add on that as well. I find it more interesting than just reading a textbook. I think there's more better learning that takes place. It has its disadvantages, but it helps you to equip others because you can encourage others to go sign up for the course as well. Although they're still working on the payment of the course from the doing this as a from overseas. That's why having you pay me and I use my U.S. credit card to sign you up. That's why we're doing that. But hopefully it saves you time. Although this is a bit more than reading the book. That's why those who do the book have a project to do as well, which I'll explain in a minute. We have three websites, maybe even four. Actually, four websites, I guess, because we had a Google sheet for the sign-up on this one. Where you find the materials is Bible study downloads. I don't try to put these in different, multiply them in different places. I just try to link them together. That's where you get your downloads. Internet Biblical Seminary is where you do your reading, for the majority of you, taking IBS. And then where you will take your exams will be on Moodle, the SBC Moodle. So make sure you can access IBS and Moodle, right? You'll have a midterm exam that will be online, so we don't take up class time to do that in a few weeks. End of August, you'll see on the schedule, is when we do the midterm. And it's on the honor system. The midterm and the final exams are closed book, in case you're wondering. Sometimes I have students, you know, they're looking at their notes and all that, and then they're taking the exam and all that. And I wonder why their grade is so high, you know. And then I find out, oh, I just thought it was an open book exam. You know, it's closed notes, it's closed Bible, it's open mind. You know, Holy Spirit administered, which means I'm not going to be there. You go online. I give you about a 5-day. Well, actually, it's up right now. If you want to take the midterm right now, you can take it right now. It's probably good to learn a few things first, though. So you can take the midterm at your own pace, in your own time. But it takes about 2 hours, so make sure you've got good internet connection when you log in for it and all that. All right? By the way, no one's actually said anything yet except for me. And I'm very happy for you if you have questions to ask me as we go, okay? So just kind of raise your hand and we'll answer the questions. I think you all know how to get on Moodle, so I can skip that. All right, good. And hopefully you all know how to get on Internet, Biblical Seminary. I've been corresponding with quite a few of you the last few days to make sure everyone's up and going. If you've got other issues, send me email, stop by my office, and we'll get that going, all right? I'm normally trying to use your SBC username. Sometimes that's actually used by someone else, though. So, our passwords right now are 12345. Six. Yeah. You're free to change the password, right? Now, I thought this was an interesting. Albert Einstein says, everybody's a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing it's stupid. This is an interesting cartoon because the professor says, well, for a fair selection, everybody has the same exam. Please climb that tree. You know? And so here's all the students. One bird, one monkey, one penguin, one elephant, a fish, a seal and a dog. And that's the fair exam, right? Not so fair. I feel that way when I'm looking at 49 students who all have different gifting, different passions, different ways you learn and all of that. This is my philosophy for having such a complicated syllabus. I'm not sure if the other professors have a 22-page syllabus, but I don't think so. And here's my proposition. You know best how to learn, how you learn. I don't know best how you learn. I think that's true. I have three sons, and they each have three learning styles. My oldest is an auditory learner. It's amazing what he can hear and process, or what he can just read and process, far better than me. My second son is a kinesthetic learner. He learns by just getting his hands in there, and he learns by doing. And my third son is a visual learner. Now, can you guess which one is the graphic artist? The visual learner. Can you guess which one is the pilot? The kinesthetic learner. Can you guess which one? Well, it's pretty easy. Process of elimination. My oldest one is the one who can think philosophically and these sort of things the best. You know? Which one is the smartest? They're all three smart. They all three have their giftings from God. And my guess is that you all fit into one of those three categories. Can you guess what kind of learner I am?
Visual.
Yeah, you're looking up there at a visual, right? I'm a visual learner. I want to see things diagrammed. I want to see things, someone explain it to me. But, and I have this also, this other idea, I think it's true. Well, that's why, I'll say that in a second here. So that's why I have you sign up on this project list. We still need to finish it, because some of you need to know, well, which option you're going to do for your project. That relates, I think, to your learning style, your passion, what your goals, and that sort of thing. Here's another proposition. Teachers teach how they learn. All right? So how do you learn? Do you learn by listening and reading? Do you learn by doing? Or do you learn by seeing? My guess is that... Yeah, do you guys... Can we take a little vote here? How many of you are listen and read? You're auditory learners. I wonder if it's about a third of the class. How many are kinesthetic learners? About a third of the class. How many are visual learners? Wow. Okay, that's half. Okay. So it's about one fourth. Okay. Okay, I think you guys will like the class because I have lots of pictures. I will lecture. You know, I'll talk. That's more the auditory. You have the opportunity to do projects. In fact, you have projects in your own language. If English is not your heart language, and then you'll also have plenty of things to see. So there's lots of PowerPoint. I have 67,000 PowerPoint slides in English on my website. I discovered when I finally counted them up a few weeks ago. I can tell who the visual learners are when I'm speaking, when I'm preaching. They're looking up. Whenever I'm preaching, my wife always has her head down. She's always, you know, she's always writing and all that kind of stuff. She's not a visual learner. You know, she's a more of a, she reads a whole lot more than I do. And if somebody gives me a book, I say, I'll give it to my wife. Okay, honey, read it and tell me what it says, you know. Teachers, here's a problem though. Teachers have less time to prepare, but listeners demand higher quality visuals. That is definitely one of the issues we face. So here's my solution. Let's work hard on fewer visuals and then share them with other teachers. This is my little solution here. And you guys can be involved in that. I want to give you choices. But on the other hand, I hope that a lot of you will say, hey, I think I'll translate. I think I'll do translation, because that way other people in my language group can have visuals. Half of you just said you're visual learners, and we can work together on this. I don't speak Chinese, I don't speak Thai, I don't speak Lota, I don't speak all these other languages, but I found that it's very helpful for others to be able to do that. So, all right, I think we're going to need to stop right there and go to chapel, and then we'll come on back. We have a couple more class sessions. So I will see you after chapel, and we'll answer questions then as well, because there'll be obviously questions you're going to have, okay? All right, see you then.